The goons at the FBI, and I don't use that term loosely, opened a criminal investigation into a dead woman. Killing her wasn't enough for these January 6th fanatics. They criminally investigated a dead woman. I talked about how the FBI needs to get its act together on transparency, and I have another example of it. Needs to get its act together on accountability. I here have another example of it. Judicial Watch, again, was forced to sue the Justice Department / the FBI for records about an individual who was credibly accused by a senator, thanks to whistleblowers, including a client of Judicial Watch's at the time, of harassing and targeting whistleblowers. Judicial Watch announced that it filed the FOIA lawsuit for emails of Dina Perkins, a section chief of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, regarding whistleblower retaliation. Perkins was identified by Chuck Grassley, and Chuck Grassley is the longtime senator from Iowa. He's now chairman, again, of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and a great friend of whistleblowers. I really think highly of Senator Grassley. So Perkins was identified by Grassley as an official who retaliated against whistleblowers who were considered pro-Donald Trump. And he issued a report that says the following in part. I don't know if I can read it all. Let's see. A third whistleblower said, "On January 6, 2021, I took leave and went to see the president speak at the Ellipse. Later, my wife and I were among a crowd southwest of the Capitol. Even though we were involved in no violence, never set foot on the steps leading to the Capitol building, and never entered it, I self-reported my presence to the FBI after seeing violence in the news reports. The FBI did nothing at first, but more than a year later, suspended my security clearance under the supervision of Jeff Veltri and Dina Perkins. Investigators questioned my coworkers about whether I had ever vocalized support for Trump or objections to the COVID vaccine." Why on earth would anyone who works for the government or any American citizen be questioned about their objections to the COVID vaccine or their support for President Trump? It's necessarily abusive. And he had to leave the FBI earlier. He had to force to take early retirement. Another official, "As a security division employee, I witnessed abuses committed against multiple employees by FBI senior leaders, particularly, again, by Jeff Veltri and Dina Perkins." A fifth FBI official or whistleblower, "Although some FBI leaders who abused the clearance process like Dina Perkins and Jeff Veltri have already left, they weren't alone." Again, Marcus Allen, who Judicial Watch has represented, FBI whistleblower, "Jeff Veltri and Dina Perkins caused the suspension of my security clearance because I questioned whether the FBI director was truthful to Congress and whether the FBI was obeying the law and the Constitution in the January 6 investigations." Need I go on? Dina Perkins was involved in, according to many whistleblowers, in targeting whistleblowers. And so what Judicial Watch did was we filed a simple Freedom of Information Act request with the FBI last year. All emails sent to and from Dina Perkins regarding whistleblowers, O'Boyle, Veritas. So these were whistleblowing-related activities. And O'Boyle himself was another FBI whistleblower who said that he faced retaliation from junior, mid, and senior-level leaders in the FBI. "I'm still indefinitely suspended without pay and benefits. A new era in accountability and true whistleblower protection in the FBI is long overdue. And she names Dina Perkins as one of the leaders responsible for what happened to him. So we want information about Ms. Perkins and her retaliation, and the retaliation generally targeting whistleblowers who are blowing the whistle on the lawfare and the abuses of citizens under the pretext of January 6th. Our lawsuit shows elements of the FBI are still in cover-up mode about its mistreatment of agents who indicated support of Donald Trump or opposition to FBI abuses. Transparency and accountability can't come soon enough. So I'm hoping Kash Patel is watching this broadcast and says, hey, what about this material Fitton and Judicial Watch are asking for? Let's get it to them. Hopefully Pam Bondi is saying to the Justice Department, let's be sure that we're not defending the indefensible in court, and let's get these documents to Judicial Watch so the American people can see what any, if any, abuses the FBI engaged in terms of targeting their own for blowing the whistle on the agency abuses. And when it comes to oversight of the FBI, there's no one in Washington, D.C. that's doing more than Judicial Watch. We've had lawsuit after lawsuit exposing key facets of FBI corruption over the last several years. And we've been doing enough work with the FBI uncovering corruption on top of abuse to know that the agency, in my view, is irredeemable. In March of 2025, just the other day, literally, the Justice Department was sued for details about abuses by Jack Smith. Last year, we sued the Justice Department for messages among its top leaders in terms of FBI top leaders. So you sue the Justice Department for the FBI because they're the same, essentially. They don't want you to know this, but the FBI is actually part of the Justice Department. It's not their own little fiefdom. Pam Bondi is the big boss over there in that regard. So we talked about this Jeff Veltri, who was head of the Miami field office, whose name I mentioned earlier, who was posting anti-Trump tweets or content, and they covered it up. In May of last year, we uncovered a recording of a phone message left by an FBI agent for someone in the Secret Service in the context of the raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, and it wasn't the sort of normal coordination you'd expect between two agencies over a raid, that's for sure. Last year, we found records that the FBI opened a criminal investigation of our client, well, she's passed away, but F. Ashley Babbitt, we're representing her estate and a wrongful death action over her killing. The goons at the FBI, and I don't use that term loosely, opened a criminal investigation into a dead woman. Killing her wasn't enough for these January 6th fanatics. They criminally investigated a dead woman. So forgive me for being a little bit impatient when we're told to wait for justice and accountability. So story after story where Judicial Watch and lawsuit after lawsuit where Judicial Watch is holding the FBI accountable.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.